Yesterday I received a Christmas card. Maybe I should call it a greeting card. That's not a surprise to get Christmas cards this time of year. This card said, "Dear Father Daniel, may the magic of the holiday season fill you and your family with happiness." Something like that. I don't, maybe not exact words, but something like the magic of the holiday season. And there's a picture of a reindeer or something on there. Which, of course, brings up this topic that sometimes gets debated of how do you greet people during this time of year? What if they're not Christians? What if they don't celebrate Christmas? Maybe that's not a big issue here in the Philippines, but in the United States, every year there's a controversy about whether you can say Merry Christmas or not. So, I don't know, the one who sent me this card, I mean, she knows I'm a priest. I think she could have dared to say Merry Christmas. But anyway, it's hard to find a card sometimes that has a religious theme. That's why our Christmas Novena cards that we distribute in Anuem, which are, yes, they're Christmas cards, but they're also enrollments into the Novena of Masses. That's why they're so popular. Anyway, one of the responses to that sort of secular generic greeting is that Christians will say, "I'm going to say Merry Christmas. I'm going to put a picture of Mary and Jesus on my Christmas card." Good, very good. But that is not enough to establish us as Christians. And that's the point of today's gospel, or one of the points of today's gospel. Jesus says, not everyone who says, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven. So not everyone who puts up a belen or a creche, not everyone who says Merry Christmas or even comes to the Mass will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's not enough to look like we're Christians or to look like we are celebrating the birth of Jesus. What's the alternative? Not saying Lord, Lord, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven. Very clear point. It's not enough to say Lord, Lord. What is enough is to do the will of our Father in heaven. To do the will of God. That's the one criteria by which we judge everything that we do. Is this the will of God? Am I doing the will of God? Not, am I fulfilling anyone's expectations? Am I violating any social protocols? Am I offending anybody? Or am I pleasing anybody? No. Is it the will of God or not? If it's the will of God, do it. If it's not the will of God, don't do it. Well, the readings today also speak about the contrast between genuine strength and apparent strength, which is weakness. This theme builds on the prophecy that we read in today's selection from Isaiah. In this prophecy, again, talking about the times of the Messiah, or implying in the times of the Messiah, there will be a strong city with solid walls and ramparts and confidence and security. And this city is a nation that is just and keeps faith. So the strength of the city is not just the walls, but the faith. It's a city that is built on an eternal rock. Eternal rock is a very strong term that can only describe the Lord. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He's unfailingly solid, forever and ever. If we want to put our trust or our hope in anything or anyone, the solid foundation is the Lord. Then at the end of the prophecy, there's the contrast. Well, not only is there this eternal rock, this solid, lasting, strong city, there's also the lofty city that gets tumbled down, humbled, meaning those who have not put their trust in the eternal rock. The contrast is quite clear. The strong city that lasts and the apparently strong city that will not last. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it to the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. Okay, Jesus builds on this when he wants to explain what he means by the difference between simply saying, Lord, Lord, and doing the will of the Father. And so he uses the example of building a house. Actually, two examples of building houses. One builder builds on rock. One builder builds on sand. What is he talking about? What is this building a house on rock or building a house on sand? He says it very clearly. The one who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like the wise man who built his house on rock. So to listen to the words of God and act on them, to do the will of God, is equivalent to building a house on solid rock, very solid. To listen to the words of Jesus and not act on them, even if we say Lord, Lord, or Merry Christmas, or anything very Christian sounding, to not act on the words of God is to be like a fool who built his house on sand. Now, in Jesus' example, both of the houses are afflicted with strong rains and winds and floods, which is a good reminder to us that being faithful to God or doing the will of God is not a guarantee that we won't experience floods or storms or trials. Whether we're built on rock or sand, we're all going to experience storms and floods. In fact, it's as if God allows these trials to test the foundation or to test whether we're really trusting in Him or not, whether we're really building on solid rock or not, because we ourselves might not be so sure how solid the foundation is. When everything is fine, we think everything's fine. We don't know that we're built on sand. But when things go wrong, when we experience trials, sickness, loss, contradiction, persecution, misunderstandings, corruption, when we experience these things, then we're put to the test and it's made clear whether we are trusting in God or not. Because if we're not trusting in God, when the storms come, we really lose our peace. We're frightened, threatened, we're angry, we start complaining, we start getting impatient. Our nature rebels against this sort of thing. But if we're built on solid rock, if we're built on the Lord, yes, we still experience the trials and we still might react badly, but deep down we know this doesn't change anything. This trial doesn't change the love of God for me or the mercy of God or the promises of God. This doesn't change my hope, whether I have a good day or a bad day, whether people like me or hate me. That doesn't change anything, not at the foundation. So it's as if God allows these winds and rains and floods to expose whether we're built on solid rock or not. In any case, this is an important Advent message for us, right? This is Advent. And Advent is a time of preparation, waiting, vigilance, and active preparation. Silent, passive acceptance, but also active preparation. And part of the preparation is to put the words of God into practice, to do the will of God, not simply to follow the crowd or submit to the trends that carry us along in our culture. No, do the will of God, no matter what anyone thinks of it. And that is what makes it possible to enter the kingdom of heaven. What are we really hoping for? What's our real destination? It's not simply to have a happy experience of the magic of this holiday season. Our goal is eternal life. Our goal is to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So let's keep our heart fixed on that goal and pursue that goal by hearing the word of God and doing it, doing the will of the Father, that's a solid foundation.